And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Barbara Kincannon, who is with the Lafayette Art Association and Gallery. She's helping with their publicity, but she is also an artist and does photography and many other mediums. She's here to talk about some opportunities for artists coming up very soon. Barbara, before we talk about those particular opportunities to submit artwork, I think I would like you to give people in our audience a sense of the history of the Lafayette Art Association and what y'all's mission is here in the community.
Yes, we've been in Lafayette since 1959. We're celebrating 54 years. We are at 1008 East St. Mary between Coolidge and Hyman Boulevard. This is across from the Cafe Cottage. We have 250 member, all volunteers run the organization. Ty DeValcourt Molloy has been with the Art Association for 30 years. She is the director. Miss Sarah Parker has been with the Art Association for 44 years, and she's the treasurer and a whole lot more, as we like to say. They are the glue that keeps things running. We hang about 70 exhibits each year, not just at our main gallery there on St. Mary. We also have what we call satellite galleries that are at the Lafayette Parish Consolidated Government City Hall, we call it, different restaurants around the area, the Lafayette Convention and Visitor Center, Vermilionville, the public libraries, and a lot more. The Lafayette Watercolor Guild was established in 2008, and they sit under the umbrella of us. And what I'd like to really get across to Lafayette is that we are very much more than oil and watercolor. Paintings, we do woodwork, blown glass, pottery, textiles, photography, metal, jewelry, and a whole lot more. If you are making the medium, we will display it.
And I believe you also have like a little shop that helps to benefit the gallery as well, and people have some of their items in there.
Yes, ma'am. The gift shop is you can get gifts as low as $5 of original pieces in all different mediums. That, like I mentioned above, we have free gift wrapping, we have layaway, we have gift certificates, and the gift certificates can also be used on any of our workshops, memberships, and classes also. One workshop we have going on right now on Wednesday evenings through September 25th is the Louisiana artist Kay Jensen, who is doing, we are calling it the Capturing the Figure in Color. And you'll be working with a live model, a clothed model. A lot of people get nervous about live model. Is it nude? No, this is clothed model. She will be giving you individual aid to help your artistic process. And this medium is in oils and acrylics. And the Lafayette Art Association also has six individual studios that artists rent. And we have one available right now. So if you're interested, you could check out our website, which is all new and just really gorgeous. Our president this year, Paula McDowell, put this new website up. It is www.lafayetteart.org, and all that information is on there also. And if you're interested in the studio, you can call the gallery, which is 269-0363.
How large a space is the studio?
Now you're getting me. They're different sizes, but they're very okay. Spacious, carpeted, well-lit. There's bookshelves.
So enough room for supplies and canvases and anything an artist might need to bring in there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And these individual artists also hold classes, so there's room for other people to be in there. Or they just get together themselves and work. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice.
And I know y'all have some really nice gallery spaces within the Art Association building. You do hang around town and the parish, but you have some wonderful, actually movable gallery spaces. You can create different size spaces.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. We call the main gallery the Green Apple Gallery. And when you are featured in the front part of the Green Apple Gallery, your work is also on exhibit at the Lafayette Convention and Visitors Center. So it just starts people to know that when you walk in the door there, there's more pieces over at the other location.
You also have some juried shows, and that's some of the things you want to talk about now. And a lot of people await those juried shows very eagerly to submit their work and be a part of that competition. What do you have coming up next?
Coming up next, the juried show we have coming up, which I'm sorry to say I didn't get to y'all in time. The deadline is Friday, but if you have something together, you have until Friday during noon to 5 to submit at the gallery. It is called Eye of the Beholder. It's the 27th annual Eye of the Beholder, which is all mediums. We have a set of jurists that come in and decide which pieces will make it, and it will be on display through, I think, September, maybe even into October. Now, the other exhibit we also do every year is Freeze Frame in January, which is photography only. Now, these, you do have a small fee if you're not a member. If you're a member, which is only $60 a year, then there is no fee. And the jury decides what's going to be in, what's not going to be in. We ask our artists not to take it to heart, because sometimes we have so much that there's not enough space to exhibit. So don't take it to heart if you're not selected. Keep trying. Hmm. And surely, you know, you have three pieces, so surely at least one's going to get in.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've got some special dates coming up soon as well. You know, everyone's so excited to have events at the new city park, the Lafayette Horse Farm, and you all are going to be participating in a very unique and special way.
Yes, we're so excited about the horse farm, as is, I think, all of Lafayette and the surrounding areas, that the city was able to purchase this. And the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners Association on September 14th will be holding their second annual Plant Fest from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And they asked us, the Art Association, to hold a juried art show. And we're very excited to do so. Artists over 18 working in all media such as, but not limited to painting, drawing, sculpture, photography, textiles, jewelry, and anything else, are invited to submit their pieces. A committee of local artists and art experts is going to provide the jury in for this competition. You will submit your pieces August 20th through 23rd at the Art Association, 1008 East St. Mary. There are no entry fees. But artwork must be original and have been completed in the last 2 years. The jury will be doing the judging August 27th through the 28th. If your artwork is not juried, it must be picked up August 29th through 30th, and you will be called if your work is not selected. Then on September 14th, the day of Plant Fest, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., the artwork is going to be on display at the horse farm. The artwork must be priced for sale, because 40% commission is going to be charged, 30% is going to the Art Association, and 10% each will be going to the Master Gardeners Association and to the horse farm to create the horse farm. Mm-hmm. They're still working on it and what's going to happen with it. And we ask you to see our website for more rules on hanging and other obligations. And you can certainly call if you have any other questions. And the Plant Fest itself that the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners put on, they're going to have for sale a wide variety of locally propagated plants, and portion of the proceeds from them will be dedicated to creating and building Lafayette's new and exciting park. Everyone attending, there's going to be demonstrations of locally sourced farm products, musicians, local artists, and for the children, there's going to be plenty of fun and educational activities.
And, of course, your exhibit that the Lafayette Art Association is putting on there. So
right.
That'll be a wonderful aspect of that day at the Horse Forum, September 14th. And I believe it's the kickoff for your 6x6 fundraiser. Can you tell us a bit about the 6x6 fundraiser?
Yeah, the 6x6 fundraiser is very different and new to Lafayette. It is to continue the Lafayette Art Association's operations for everything it does all year long. And what it is a 6-inch by 6-inch square canvas stretched and wrapped around wood. You can purchase them at the Art Association for $3 each, which is only paying for the canvases that we purchase. But if you have your own 6x6 stretched and wrapped wooden canvas, you can certainly use that. You don't have to be a member to participate in this either. No fees, any medium. We ask submission date. They must be in by Friday, August 16th. You can create 5 pieces in any medium that you like. This fundraiser, besides helping the operations of the Art Association, also goes towards the 2 annual University of Louisiana at Lafayette scholarships. The Kids Are Artists Too, that we hold in, I think it's April of every year, that allows every child in the parish to create artwork in any medium that they choose. And it is really a big event because the winners of that competition, their pieces will go on to the governor's mansion, and they're going to have a breakfast or a lunch with the first lady. And it's really a big thing. The kids are just so excited. I got a call the other day from a mother. Child kept asking, when do we go see the governor? When do we go see? And I had to call the Art Association to ask the exact date on that. And this 6x6-inch fundraiser also goes to help the freeze frame competition, Eye of the Beholder, because we put out brochures and postcards, mailing postcards also to let people know about this. The tickets were going to be available for sale starting Tuesday, August 27th. They'll also be at the Horse Farm for purchase on September 14th. They are $45 each, which are going to guarantee the ticket holder one piece of artwork on the 6-inch by 6-inch canvas, because the number of tickets sold are going to be limited to the amount of the canvases submitted. On Sunday, September 29th, a reception and sale will begin from 4 to 6 p.m. We ask that you arrive early to view the canvas submissions. You can even come before that, and there are going to be some at the Horse Farm on September 14th to view. And at 4:15, we're going to be randomly drawing a ticket number, and that holder will be able to make a selection. You're only going to have a few minutes to choose from, so that's why we ask you to arrive early or come to the gallery or the Horse Forum to see them ahead of time, and you choose your piece of art. And if you're unable to attend on the date of Sunday, September 29th, you'll be able to come choose one that are left over on beginning September 29th.
Well, it sounds like there are a lot of opportunities for submitting art, original art, and also for acquiring original art, which seems to be part of y'all's mission.
Absolutely.
So if you are just tuning in, my guest is Barbara Kincannon, who is with the Lafayette Art Association and Gallery, talking about a number of activities that are open to artists in our community. You can be a member of the Art Association, and obviously fees are less if you're a member, in order to enter some of these competitions and exhibits as well. But anyone can, I guess, enter their work, or at least enter it for juried, to be juried. You have a new website, you mentioned that, and people can go there for all of the information that you're mentioning right now, which is Lafayette.org. And they can
LafayetteArt.org,
and they can find out about the deadlines for submission and when the exhibits are. And I know that we'll be announcing those as the exhibits come closer. So the Plant Fest is on September 14th, and that's that's going to be a great opportunity to see a lot of artwork produced by members in our community who are artists. So when is the deadline to submit for that particular exhibit? Sometime in August, I believe.
Yes, let me see.
That's the Plant Fest, which will be on the 14th, and you can find that on the website as well. You can submit your artwork to be chosen for that exhibit.
Yes, the submission for the Plant Fest is August 20th through 23rd only. Our hours are Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5 p.m., and I know that's a little hard if you need time to do that afterwards. Call. We'll arrange to stay open a little later or open a little sooner for you. There are no entry fees for this. Any piece, any medium and any piece of art can be submitted. It's juried.
So that is for Plant Fest this year, and that will be the Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners on September 14th.
Yes,
so it's the Art Association exhibit in connection with that. You can also sign up for the newsletter if you go to the website, and
yes,
you'll receive this information, and you'll be able to keep up with what's going on, workshops and exhibits and everything that's happening over at the Association and Gallery. Well, Barbara, thanks so much for letting us know more about what's happening there and this very venerable institution in our community that's been going on for 54 years now,
yes,
offering opportunities for artists for so many years. Well, thank you again, and we look forward to having you back in our studios to talk more about what's going on throughout the year.
Thank you, ma'am.